The 180 degree principle, which you hear about regularly on God Said, Man Said, is playing out before us in a most dramatic way. A circle is made up of 360 degrees. 180 degrees are simply opposite positions. For example, God is light, Satan is darkness, God is love, Satan is hatred, God is peace, Satan is turmoil, God is joy, Satan is sorrow, God is life, Satan is death. There are only two camps, just two choices. God's word records in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15, 16, and 19. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. It may appear complicated, but there are only two issues, two choices. Yield to the first voice in the Garden of Eden, God's, or to the second voice, Satan's. Eve and Adam followed the second voice, and as a result, paradise and eternal life were lost for all. But God has made the way of return, and that way is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Apostle John records these words of Jesus in John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Two doors have been offered to fallen man, the door of life and the door of death. Have you yet to be born again? Have you chosen Jesus Christ, the door of life? He is the only way. It's your time to choose. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Matthew chapter 24, 37 through 39, But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. God said, Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And God said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God said, Genesis chapter 6, verse 13, And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. God said, Matthew 28, 19 and 20, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Man said, These foolish doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end to this world and certainly no judgment day. Now the record. The concept of the end of the world is ridiculed by the ungodly, somewhat like it was in the days of Noah. 2 Peter chapter 3, 3 through 9. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Noah preached of doomsday for approximately 100 years, but to no avail. Then one day it began to rain. Noah and his family, along with male and female representatives of land creatures, were safe in the ark. But those who ridiculed the warning of God through Noah and his family were destroyed by the worldwide flood. Today, there are fish fossils on nearly every mountain peak in the world and flood strata around the globe. Those who mocked were destroyed by the flood, eaten by the creatures of the sea, and cast out in their dung. Others found therein in large mats of decomposing vegetation. Jesus said that it would be like the days of Noah at his returning. They ridiculed the prophet then, and they do the same to the prophecies of God today. Nevertheless, doomsday approaches. It's beginning to rain. If we are reading the signs correctly, the return of Jesus Christ for the church is soon, and very soon. It is true that only the Father knows the exact day and hour of Christ's return to receive the redeemed unto himself in the clouds. But the Word of God gives numerous signs to alert the saints of his return. Surely, it's beginning to rain. As it was in the days of Noah, and the days leading up to the global flood that ended the world as the people in Noah's days understood it, Genesis reports men's imaginations were evil continually and that the earth was filled with violence. Today, widespread violence and bloodshed grip every continent, and as the day of Christ's return approaches, expect an unnatural acceleration. The political and military violence in the Middle East is rampant, substantially affecting the countries of Iran, Tunisia, Egypt, Bahrain, Yemen, Libya, Syria, and the Sudan. Under different motivating circumstances, widespread violence has now reared its head in Greece, France, Spain, and Britain. Vigilante groups have formed in an attempt to protect homes, wives, and daughters from pillage and rape. The headline in the AP feature from August 14, 2011 reads, "London Uprising, Could We Be Next?" Here's a short excerpt. Others like British Prime Minister David Cameron blame criminality pure and simple. That echoes the descriptions of some recent episodes of mob behavior in places like Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Chicago, and Ohio. Stores have been pillaged, passersby's robbed, and random victims brutally attacked by dozens or occasionally hundreds of youths summoned through tools like Facebook and Twitter. Philadelphia has responded by tightening youth curfews, and the Cleveland City Council passed a bill, later vetoed by the mayor, making it illegal to use social media to organize a violent mob, end of quote. The headline in the AP release, published August 15, 2011, reads, "A Worldwide Summer of Despair." A paragraph follows. As grassroots protests aimed at toppling authoritarian rulers sweep the Middle East, dysfunction has become the norm in much of the democratic world, where governments struggle with bankruptcy, violence, and political paralysis from Washington to Rome to New Delhi, end of quote. A forced global austerity plan is being placed in motion, and in many cases, rioters have taken on a different look. In Wisconsin, the rioters were led by school teachers. Political rioting, economic rioting, and just plain lust for stolen good and violence fill the earth, and you should expect to see this accelerate as the day approaches. In this feature of 21 Signs of Doomsday, we see evil imaginations and violence pointing the way to the end. You can read the entire list of Doomsday series by clicking here. It's beginning to rain. God said, Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." God said, Genesis 6, 5 through 8, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God said, Genesis 6, verse 13, And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. God said, Matthew 28, 19 and 20, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Man said, These foolish doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end to this world, and certainly no judgment day. Now you have the record.